1-877-927.
Broadcasting live all across our country, this is Home Talk on the Genesis Radio Network. Ganook Products, the manufacturers of the Ganook Tool Belt Hook, present the Cajun contractor, the guru himself, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself, the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, welcome back to the best in home improvement information. It is the final hour, and that's right, I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and along with my expert guests, we do take your calls and emails answering questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. We got a nice, great show planned for you on this hour. Just shortly, we're going to have a representative from Fugel Electric. We're going to be giving some electric tips just shortly, and I hope I can get Julie Eidner with Mortgage Education on the line to talk about how to handle your mortgage company in case you have some credit problems or foreclosure problems, some little tips and advice. Our phone number here is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. If you'd like to email me a question or a comment, my email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. We are broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida. We are broadcasting through our affiliate down here in Orlando, WAMT, 1190 AM in Orlando. We definitely want to thank them to make this all possible and to make it work. But we are here in Orlando. We're covering the International Builders Show. It's the largest home builders show, globally home builders show in the global world. All your basically your big manufacturers are here. Anything that has to do with home construction, home improvement products, building products, new technologies, this is the show. And within the next couple weeks, we're going to, I got a whole bunch of interviews, and we're going to be playing them interviews, and I will be reporting some of the technologies that I see that are going to be up and coming in the industry today. So we pretty much wrapping up right now. Again, if we also invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. 24/7, 365, providing some of the best tips and advice in the industry today. And understand that we do have David from Fugel Electric on the line right now. Dave, welcome to the show with the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Oh, Julie's on the line right now. Okay, did a little swap. Julie, are you with me? Man, I don't know what's going on. I've been here all week, Julie. I haven't a clue. But Julie, what's happening? Julie Eisner with Mortgage Education. Let me tell you a little bit about Julie. She can help you. I like that movie, Color of Money. Help me help you.
That's right.
But you with Mortgage Education. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and we're going to talk about if you have a little problem with your mortgage company, foreclosures and things like that, and that's your expertise, right?
Right. I've spent my career working for mortgage investors, mortgage insurance companies, companies who have interests in mortgages, in particular working with homeowners who've had something that's happened to them that has impacted their ability to make their mortgage payments. So they're struggling. And my job was to contact those homeowners, look at their financials, talk to them about what happened to them, and try to guide them into a resolution, because the mortgage company really doesn't want your house. They want you to make your payment.
Yeah.
So that was really my objective. And what I found over the 18 years is that people really don't understand how the system works, and they're getting caught, and they're not making it to the places they need to be to get help. And a lot of people wind up at foreclosure, and they lose their homes. And I believe that's a very sad thing, and I'm trying to change that.
And basically what they do is that they use a scare tactic. It's what they do. Like when you call up and you talk to the collection department, they just use the scare tactic. So you're out there running scared, and because all they want to do is either you make the payment or we're going to take your house or foreclose. Or they already started threatening you. They already started the foreclosure procedures.
Well, and the collector who calls the homeowner's house, they get paid to collect on the loan, just like the repo man gets paid to to get somebody's car. And so the individuals that are calling to collect on that loan, their objective is to collect, and that's their major objective. And sometimes if you can't get to the right place because there's another department with inside the mortgage company,
It's
their job to help homeowners. See, it's the collections department's job to collect money, but it's the loss mitigation department's job to help homeowners who are struggling, to help them either bring the loan current and make it so that you can continue to pay or to work with you to sell that house.
So you have the collection department, which is one arm of the mortgage company, and then you have the loss mitigation department, which is a second arm.
That's correct. And remember, collections job is to collect in full on your loan or to take you to foreclosure as fast as possible, one of those two. Loss mitigation's job is to contact that homeowner and try to help them work it out.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And how? Give us a little bit about your background. How do you know all these things?
Well, I worked for almost 10 years for a mortgage insurance company, and they are my job because, like any other insurance company, we don't want to pay claims.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't drive revenue for the company. So when a loan would go into default, we would ultimately have to pay a claim on that. So
yeah.
They had a group of people whose job it was to contact those homeowners, and number one objective, make it into a performing asset, fix it so they could stay and make the payment, because
yeah.
then we didn't have to pay a claim.
Hmm.
And so that's why they had that department set up that just so happens that it works well for the company, that it saves money, but it also helps homeowners
yeah.
Be able to stay.
Well, you know, me being having a little bit experience in this field myself, I do know it's not feasible for the mortgage company to repo the house, because in some states, the penalties, the sheriff fees, the repossession fees, like down in Louisiana, it's like 8% or 9% of the suit amount. So that can add up to $20,000, $40,000 for the mortgage company.
Oh, yeah. It can add up rather quickly. And so we really are trying to, as an industry in a whole, trying to get you guys in touch with loss mitigation people so we can work it out. But there are so few people out there because that's a small, very small part of the business. And homeowners are so trusting. When they go to buy that house, they trust their real estate agent to get them the right house. They trust their loan officer to get them hooked up with the right kind of loan. And then they really don't know much about the biggest financial investment they've just made for their entire life, probably. And so they don't know who to turn to for help.
Well, let's talk about some keys of how to handle and some of the, maybe the games that they play, because I do understand that if you try to reach the loss mitigation department, there's a big chance you're not going to get them.
You're right. It's tough, and you have to know what you're doing. And so let's give a helpful hint to your listeners today. What I would tell them to do is go back to a mortgage statement from when they were current.
Uh-huh.
Because when you go into default on your loan, the mortgage companies then start to print their 1-800 number to their collections department on
yeah.
your mortgage statement. So you're calling into the group who's there to collect your payment, not really to help you. So what you do is you go back and you get that statement from when you were current. You call the 800 number. Now you're going to be talking to customer service. Their
yeah.
job is to get you to the department where you need to be. So if I called in and said, I have an escrow account, I got a notice from my county tax assessor, and my taxes have gone up, so I want to let my mortgage company know so they can readjust my escrows so I don't wind up owing the money.
Yeah.
And I called in and said, hey, this is why I'm calling. They said, let me transfer you to the taxes and the insurance department. If I called and said I got a letter from a foreclosure attorney, they say, let's transfer you to the foreclosure department. So if you call in and say, I'm late on my payment, they're going to send you to collections because that's just the way that it works. But if the homeowner calls in, now what will happen when they first call their mortgage company is they'll probably get one of those automated attendants, you know,
yeah.
machine that says, please enter your loan number. Don't, because if you enter your loan number, the computer will recognize it as a delinquent account and will forward the call over to collections.
Julie, can I stop you right there?
Sure.
We're going to take a sharp break. We're talking to Julie Eidner. She's with Mortgage Education. This is the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. I'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Charles Marceau, Executive Director of the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The board's purpose is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation. All of these are covered in Louisiana Revised Statutes Title 37, sections 2150 through 2192. Always hire a state licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. To verify a contractor's license or to file a formal complaint, call 1-800-256-1392. That's 1-800-256-1392 or visit us at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov, spell out Louisiana. On behalf of the State Licensing Board for Contractors, we thank you very much.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Michael King and HomeTalkUSA.com. Also, we want to invite you to check out our website. It's 24/7, 365, providing some of the best in home improvement information. It's HomeTalkUSA.com. Our guest this segment, we're talking to Julie Iden. She is with Mortgage Education and giving us good education that if you, for whatever reason, like she says, bad things happen to good people when it comes to finance situations. If your mortgage company, how to handle your mortgage company if you're delinquent or if they threaten foreclosure. She's providing some information information. She was in the mortgage industry. She practiced what she preached. I assure you that. Now she's educating us on how to handle it. And before the break, Julie was explaining us about this loss mitigation department. And basically, that's the department you want to reach. And you don't want to talk to the collection department because their job is basically to collect the money in order to foreclose on your house. And she was explaining basically, can you just pick it up from right there, Julia?
Okay. And so the homeowner goes back and they get a statement from when their mortgage was current. They call that 800 number on there because then they're calling into the customer service department. And when they get the automated attendant, because, you know, that's what's the first thing they'll get when the phone is answered, not to put in their loan number, because if they put in their loan number, the computer will automatically roll that call over to the collections department. So they'll wait for a live person to come on. When that live person comes on, their job is just to get you to the department where you need to be. They say, can I speak with someone in the loss mitigation department, because that's where I need to be.
Uh-huh.
Now, what will typically happen is as soon as that customer service rep picks up the phone, they'll say, can I have your loan number? Again, the homeowner would want to say something like, well, before I give you my loan number, could you just transfer me to loss mitigation? So that way they're being transferred over, because I wouldn't want them to give the loan number and then the person to transfer them into collections because they see that the loan is in default.
So it's just knowing how to work the system.
That's right. Sometimes if you know how the process works, you can make it work for you instead of you working for it.
And they can basically, the loss mitigation department can work out if you qualify, because they will take some information from you. They're going to make sure and verify that you are have some financial difficulties before they will take action, though.
That's absolutely correct. They want you to have what we call a valid hardship. Some of the more common ones would be divorce, illness like cancer, AIDS. You know, there's some really bad diseases out there, and the medications for them and the treatments are very expensive. And when somebody's going through that, it's difficult for them to make their mortgage payments. Could be a death in the family. It doesn't necessarily have to be a spouse. It could be a parent or a child. Maybe I have a child and I collect maybe child support, and if the child died, without that child support money, I don't have enough money to make my bills anymore, make my mortgage payments. So that might affect my finances.
Yeah.
So death. Military deployment is another one. A lot of spouses, military families, one spouse gets deployed overseas and the other's left behind, and sometimes things get shuffled and lost and they get behind. That is a valid hardship, and the mortgage company will work with you if you'll call them. Now, homeowners make three assumptions. They assume that they have three options, and number one is that they can go to foreclosure, or number two, that they have to pay the loan in full, or three, that they can file bankruptcy. And they believe that those are the only options available to them, but, Michael, the loss mitigation department has a lot of different options that they can offer the homeowner. And the sooner the homeowner gets in touch with the mortgage company, the sooner in the default process, the more options that will be available to them and the less money they would have to come to the table with. The longer they wait and the closer they get to foreclosure, the less options that will be available to them and the more money they will have to come to the table with.
How bad is the mortgage default rate in this country right now? Is it a very serious than what we think, or it's been hidden underneath the rug, the press ain't reporting it? Or how bad is the delinquency in mortgages or houses that are facing delinquency?
Well, the default rates are proportionately low. You'll find that in a good economy, if I were coming in to look at your portfolio, and my expertise is default, and I were looking at you, and you were, it wouldn't matter, an investor, an insurer, or a mortgage company, I would expect to see in a good economy a default rate between 1.5% and 3%, and in a bad economy between 3% and 6%.
Yeah.
But, Michael, when you multiply that times the dollars that we have in mortgages, residential mortgages, you're talking about between $140 billion to $500 billion in delinquent mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money. It's half a million to 2 million people woke up this morning and they cannot make their mortgage payment, and they believe their three options are file bankruptcy, be foreclosed on, or sell their house.
Hmm.
And that's not the case, and nobody is telling them that there are options and how to get to the place where they can find out about these options, except for you.
Yeah. that's a dilemma, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah. Well, Julie, we always enjoy having you on the show, educating us and providing the little things to help us. Anything else maybe you want to add that we need to know?
They need to know that it's never too late and it's never too early. If they've been putting it off and they feel like, you know, well, I only have a week or two left, still call the mortgage company.
Yeah. You don't want to avoid them because that's not going to go away.
No.
And you want to stay in contact with them. That's always good. And so like the situation too, and you know, with Katrina down in Rita and Hurricane, a lot of people's jobs and their financial, you know, are in financial hardship. So a lot of that's going to be going on down in the South.
And, you know, Michael, they can go to your website because we have there, remember on your link, you have my top 10 misconceptions.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know about that. Hey, that's right.
So they can
USA.com, the top 10 misconceptions. That's right. And but you want to go ahead and give us some contact information if we're trying to reach you.
Sure. They can reach me via my office phone number, which is 919-556-4822. Or if they want to email me, my email address is jiden@nc.rr.com.
Great. Well, Julie, we definitely want to thank you for coming on, and we always like to, you know, get you on and talk about this. You know, it is a problem, but it's a problem that we can help out. All you have to do is just know how to play the system and know what to do, and if we can save one house out there, I think we did our job.
I agree, Michael.
Great. Well, Julie Iden, Mortgage Education. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Great, great guest. So if you're having some mortgage problems, some delinquency problems, just go ahead and take some of the little tips that Julie gives us on this show. And basically, we hope that it helps you save your house. Because, you know, sometimes bad things happen to good people. Well, we're broadcasting live. We've pretty much got one segment of the show. When we come back, we're going to have David Storr with Fugler Electric, who's going to be giving us some electric tips. We are in Orlando, Florida, covering the International Builders Show. We're having a fantastic time, but it's winding down, and the next couple of weeks, we're going to be playing some of these interviews out here. As always, I do invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com, and we are streaming on the World Wide Web. So if we're not in your city, or if you're not by radio and you want to listen to Home Talk, all you have to do is just go straight to the website at hometalkusa.com and providing some of the best in home improvement information. Well, I think that's about my cue. I think we need to take a short break, pay some bills, and hear from our sponsors. So when we come back, we're going to have David Storr with Fugler Electric. This is Michael King. This is Home Talk. I'll be right back on the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is it important for the mortgage company you choose to be a full-service lender? Is it important for them to be able to work around your credit situation? If the answer is yes, then Landmark Mortgage is the company for you. With over 100 years of combined experience, Landmark Mortgage is one of the nation's largest real estate and home equity lenders. Landmark Mortgage is proud to say that they offer extremely competitive rates, easy terms, and flexible criteria that allows the buyer to obtain financing under almost any circumstance, and they offer mortgage loans from $10,000 to those in excess of $1 million. From the loan officers to the closing department, you can expect nothing less than consistent and timely service from the friendly professionals at Landmark Mortgage. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today at 1-800-654-3193 or visit their website at www.lmmtg.com and let Landmark Mortgage go to work for you.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back to this final segment of Home Talk, providing you the best in home improvement information. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, and this is Home Talk. We do take your calls and emails from answering your questions on pretty much about anything that has to do with your home, on repairs, remodel, and new construction. If you'd like to participate on the show, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing@HomeTalkUSA.com. We are streaming on the World Wide Web, so if we're not in your city or if you're not by radio and you are by a computer, all you have to do is go to HomeTalkUSA.com. And I'd like to welcome to the show. We're going to talk about a little electric tips from an electrician guru down there from Fugle Electric, David Storer. David, welcome to the show with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. How you doing, guy?
Good, Michael. And yourself?
I'm doing great. We're in Orlando, Florida right now covering the International Home Builders Show, and I've been here all week waiting to get back to New Orleans. And we're having a great time learning a lot of new technologies and stuff out here that are out there. You know, we've got all the major players in here that, you know, anything that has to do with construction or products or whatever. Excuse me. Oh, Lord, I'm losing my voice, David. Excuse me. This live radio. Good day. Welcome to the show. And tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm the fourth generation owner of Fluger Electric. We've been around since 1909. We started out at that time, the first generation owner started out as a carpenter, and at that time the carpenter built the electrical panels because they were all made out of wood, and he started getting into starting to wire the electrical panels, and pretty soon he decided that electrical was the way to go, and he gave up carpentry altogether and started doing electrical work.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started doing it from there, and like I said, we're in our 98th year of business this year.
Oh, that is amazing. And I'd like to apologize for coughing. I don't usually do that, but unfortunately I've been here all week, and I probably went through about 70 interviews this week, so I'm kind of losing my voice here.
Well, that's quite all right.
And, but, David, you are, you know, some electric tips here. Maybe some things you can share with us. Maybe a seasonal thing right now. We're getting, you know, we are in the, you know, winter months, but it's almost finished. We are entering the fall and spring season. Maybe a little electric tip you can give to our listeners we need to know, maybe we can worry about, or maybe do some maintenance on something?
Well, main thing that people should be concerned or worry about is ground fault protection. That's the kind of protection that helps keep you safe from being shocked, especially, say, in your kitchen or your bathroom, that they have little devices in there that senses when you're about to get shocked, and before you can receive any noticeable amount of electricity, it will trip the circuit and shut the power off before you have a chance to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that can apply to not just kitchens and bathrooms. It also applies to garages, basements, hot tubs, pools, jacuzzis, anything like that. Even so far as if you're running an extension cord out in your yard and the grass happens to be wet, and you're standing in there barefoot. Now, granted, up north that's not going to make much sense right now with all the snow on the ground, but you know, those kind of things can really get you.
Yeah.
Also, one of the biggest things that I see is when we go out to a home and we'll see a panel out there that will have several different manufacturers breakers installed in there, and that's a big problem for several reasons. Number one, no manufacturer UL lists their devices to work inside of another manufacturer's panel. So if you've got, say, XYZ manufacturer's panel, and you've got a breaker from ABC that fits in there, it might fit in there, and it might seem to work properly, but if it's not UL listed, you could get a situation where trouble develops. You could have a fire develop, or it might not operate properly.
Mm-hmm.
And if it came down to an insurance issue where, let's say you did have a fire, if the insurance company came out there and saw that and recognized that, they could say, well, you know what, this breaker is not listed to work in this panel. You shouldn't have had it in here.
Yeah.
And we're not going to pay out on that. And so, you know, that's a big concern. Here's a third item. People have a misconception that just because you can hook two wires together and make something work, that's all right. And that's not always the case. You know, you should always try to use a licensed electrician when you do your work. For example, we work down here in New Orleans, in the city of New Orleans. You're allowed to do maintenance work on your house. That might be, say, repairing a light fixture or replacing a light switch. But if you're adding an addition or adding a room onto your home, you're not really supposed to be doing that yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where problems can develop. People think they know what they're doing, and in many cases they might, but there's always that one instance where if you don't do it correctly, you could be creating serious problems in the future.
Well, I'm going to add on to something to that, what you said, and you're 100% correct. I'm going to add a very common problem we get on this show with roofers and roof installation, these electric wind turbines. There is some misconception of who's supposed to connect that turbine. The roofers are not supposed to be hooking up that electricity up there. They can install the turbine, but they can't basically hook the wires up to make it work, that it takes a licensed electrician to do it. So it is a common thing where the homeowner tries to hook up the wires to the electric turbines on roof. You know what I'm talking about, the little wind turbines.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And we got problems here where people are thinking that the electrician needs to do it, and he don't do it. The roof, you know, roofer needs to hook it up, but he's not supposed to, and then he try. It's just a big complication. So we have solved that and gave some advice on that, is that basically, the roofer can install the turbine, but he can't hook it up. You got to get an electrician to hook it up.
That's right.
And I understand, just something basic like that, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Even so far as your air conditioning unit outside, that's the same thing. The AC man is allowed to do some of the wiring, but he's not allowed to run the circuit. Yes.
Can I stop it right there? We have to take a short break when we hear the music and pay some bills. But don't go anywhere, okay?
You got it.
I apologize. We're talking to David Storr. He's with Fugle Electric, giving us some electric tips, things you need to know. This is the Cajun Contractor. This is Home Talk right here on GCNLive.com. I'll be right back.
Attention all home improvement contractors, manufacturers, product distributors, or home improvement service companies. How would you like to have your company featured on Home Talk, a live call-in national home improvement consumer show on the Home Improvement USA Network? Hi, this is Michael King, host of Home Talk. Home Talk is a live consumer call-in talk show that discusses various topics on any subject matter that has to do with home improvements. The show producers are currently looking for companies to appear on the show to showcase their company as one of the top home improvement-related companies in their field today. This is a great opportunity for company exposure and for your company to be featured at one of the hottest home improvement talk shows on the air today. So if you're interested in your company appearing on the show, I can be reached at 504-722-2500. That's 504-722-2500. Or email me at michaelking@hometalkusa.com. That's michaelking@hometalkusa.com.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch.
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. Our phone number here is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com. We want to welcome in Panama City Beach, Florida, one of our affiliates, WLTG. That's 1430 a.m. right there in Florida. And we can't forget about great listeners up north in Minnesota, in Evelyn, Minnesota, on KRBT, 1340 a.m., and down on the Big Easy in New Orleans, Louisiana, on the Mighty 690 WIST. I want to welcome all of you aboard. We're talking to David Storr. He's with Fugo Electric, one of the oldest electrical firms down south, giving us some great tips. Before the break, we're just talking about things that ordinarily people would do themselves, and basically they should hire an electrician to do it, no matter how small the job is. Like David said, anytime you put two wires together, just because you think you can put two wires together don't mean it's a good idea. And, well, David, this is the first time you've been on the show, and it's just so great to have y'all guys and giving us some good tips. Any other thing you want to throw out there?
Well, yeah, one other thing, especially down here, once again, in New Orleans, as a result of Katrina, there were a lot of houses, old houses, that still had the old fuse box on the outside of their house. And so we're taking this opportunity to upgrade people, upgrade the houses to fuses, to circuit breakers. But you know, there are a lot of people that think the fuse panel is a unsafe item, but it's not really. There's pros and cons to it. It does not allow the ground fault protection like you would have with circuit breakers. But one good thing about it is when you have a fuse panel, when that fuse blows, because you have to replace it and it costs money, you're not going to keep screwing a new fuse in and having it blow every time. You're going to say, gosh, I wonder what's causing that, and you're going to go out and investigate and try to find the cause of it. Whereas with circuit breakers, people have a tendency, well, I'll just reset the breaker, and you're not and people, because it's so easy, and people in some cases tend to create more of a problem with a circuit breaker than they would without a breaker, with a fuse. A fuse panel is still okay. There's no need to get rid of it unless you just really have a desire to upgrade your panel to circuit breakers. So, you know, if you're out there and you see that old fuse panel, it's still a viable product.
Yeah, and also electric overloads is a problem. When all these new electrical technical communication things, everything,
absolutely.
A house might not be rigged up to handle all this stuff, and that's a big problem also.
Oh, absolutely. When fuse panels were first introduced, you know, there weren't many electrical items in a household. Maybe a washer, or a dryer, you know, a stove or something like that. But nowadays, you know, you've got your cable television, you've got your computers, toasters, toaster ovens, coffee pots. All of this additional technology that we've created has created a greater requirement for power, and those old, you know, five or six circuits that you might have had originally going through your house are no longer capable of carrying all of that. So you'll need to upgrade your wiring, upgrade your the number of circuits that you have, all of that stuff.
And, yeah, and that's a good point, too, Dave, you know, electric overloads, you know. But, Dave, let me ask you this. What's some of the common questions that the people ask you that are very popular? You know, anything that comes to your mind?
Well, like I was mentioning before about the fuse panels, that's a pretty common question for us. And like I was saying, you know, if it were my house, I would want to change it to circuit breakers, only because of the additional protections that it offers over a fuse panel. One of the bad things about a fuse panel is people have a tendency, say, for example, if they have a 15-amp fuse in there and the circuit keeps blowing that 15-amp fuse, well, they'll put a 20-amp fuse in its place. And they'll just keep putting larger and larger fuses until it doesn't until it doesn't blow anymore. The problem with that is the wiring might not be large enough to handle that capacity, and now you're overloading the wiring, and
which can heat up and catch on fire and burn
which
out.
Can heat, correct. That's correct. So that's one of the big questions we have presented to us, and also, you know, the GFCI outlets that people that are required in bathrooms and in kitchens,
yeah.
That kind of thing. People, you know, because they are considerably more expensive than.
Hey, sure. Can I stop you right there? We've got to take another short break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get some contact information. We're talking to David Storr with Fugle Electric. This is the Cajun Contractor Michael King. This is Home Talk right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Thank you. My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite expert.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. We are wrapping up this final segment of Home Talk. Our guest today, we're talking to David Storr with Fugle Electric. Also mention that this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time every Sunday morning. And David, I tell you, I can sit here and talk a lot of things, and unfortunately with radio, we just simply run out of time, but we're definitely going to get you back on in the future.
Okay.
I want to thank you for giving up your Saturday evenings, for giving us these electric tips. Anything else before I let you go?
Well, I was going to mention that you want to make sure when you get an electrical contractor to do your work, to make sure that they are licensed, and to make sure that they're licensed in the jurisdiction for which where you live, either in that city or county. For example, in Louisiana where we are, just having a state license does not necessarily qualify you to do work in a certain city. Certain municipalities have their own inspection requirements or own licensing requirements, I should say. So you want to make sure that when you have an electrician or electrical contractor doing work on your house, that they are licensed to do work in your area. And that's a big thing.
Because the code can be different than wiring codes just because of the area and specifically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a misconception too, because you have a lot of electricians that jump territories and freelance, and if there's a fire or a problem, then it could end up something real serious.
Oh, absolutely. Once again, because of Katrina, you've had a lot of contractors that have come into the area to try to help out with the recovery. In some cases, you've got contractors that are just trying to take advantage of the situation, and they're doing work down here, but they're not licensed, and there's no means of checking on them when they're not licensed.
Well, we're pretty much out of time, Dave. We definitely would like to get us some contact information. How can we reach you?
Well, our phone number is area code 504-834-2171. We can also be reached. Our email address is Pflugerelect. That's P as in Paul, F as in Frank, L-U-E-G-E-R-E-L-E-C-T, all one word, at bellsouth.net.
Great. Well, we definitely want to thank you, and we hope we get you back on in the future. Okay, Dave?
Sounds great, Michael.
Great. Well, that was David Storr from Pflugerelect Electric. Well, that about does it. We're wrapping it up here in Orlando, Florida. We're covering the International Home Builders Show. It's been a great time. We definitely want to thank all the officials in Orlando. Make sure you catch us live right here every Saturday. That's when I'm behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone. Every Saturday evening from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time, every Saturday, with the best in home improvement information right here on GCNLive.com. And on behalf of all our producers, we have Jared down there, Stulen, our board op right here at the GCN Live in Minnesota, Kathleen Curry, our executive producer, and the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. And always, always, if you need some help, HomeTalkUSA.com.
That you can install that can prevent leaves, trash, and falling debris from ever clogging your gutters. That's right. It's the Freedom Filter by Gutter Plus. The filter installs neatly and snug inside the gutter. I have seen over the years overflowing gutters causing expensive structural damage and also promoting mold growth. So that's why I want you to call my friends at Gutter Plus today at 866-405-5727. That's 866-405-5727. Government.